As promised in our last episode, here's the full trailer for Season 5 of Truth and Justice. Also, be sure to stick around after the trailer for a mini spotlight on a great brewery. For the record, I'm not being paid or sponsored or any way officially affiliated by either of these brands. Honestly, they're friends of the show in different capacities, and more importantly, I wanted to highlight some awesome parts of both Beerland and Podcastland for my listener. And frankly, it's my show. With that caveat out of the way, for those of you that are new to Truth and Justice, let me tell you a little bit about it. Host Bob Ruff looks at wrongful convictions, cold cases, and other broken aspects of the American criminal justice system. Now, the difference between him and other wrongful conviction podcasts is they add the crowdsourcing element to the investigation, with what's commonly referred to as the Truth and Justice Army. So it's a really unique approach and definitely seems to be making some great strides to help change our criminal justice system. The podcast originally got its start taking more of an everyman look at the Adnan Syed case, and it's gone through this really cool evolution over the seasons, working with Innocence Project of Texas on various cases down that way, and now going into what it's covering for season 5. So I'd highly recommend catching up on the show, seeing it for yourself, how the show grew from a fire chief in a notebook to a full-fledged real-time investigative podcast. It's almost like a breathing and fluid documentary with some amazing music. Put them in a song.com. So, without further ado, here's your trailer.
3 8-year-old boys set off on their bicycles after school. They were seen by several people in their neighborhood throughout the afternoon. By 6 p.m., one of their parents realized something was terribly wrong. By 8 p.m., the search was on. The next morning, the search expanded into the wooded area known by the locals as Robin Hood Hills. Around 1 p.m., one of the searchers noticed a shoe floating in the muddy waters of a drainage ditch. The bodies of the three boys were discovered moments later, submerged, nude, and badly beaten. Horror and shock quickly spread through the families of the victims and every person who heard about the grotesque murders. Panic quickly followed. Investigators believe the crime had satanic cult undertones, a ritual killing. This, along with a confession from a boy with an IQ of less than 70, led to the arrest of three teenagers. Jason Baldwin and Jesse Miskelly were both sentenced to life in prison, and Damian Eccles was sentenced to death. The case drew international attention after a series of documentaries, books, and a Hollywood movie called The Conviction into question. The documentaries shifted blame first onto one of the victims' fathers, then later onto the stepfather of one of the other victims. After DNA evidence suggested that he may have been present when the murders occurred. In 2011, the three men who have come to be known as the West Memphis Three were finally set free, but only after prosecutors offered them release in exchange for a guilty plea. They live their lives as convicted murderers, even today. The state of Arkansas has closed the case. No justice for Michael Moore, No justice for Christopher Byers. No justice for Stevie Branch. We aim to change that. In season 5 of Truth and Justice, we are putting boots on the ground in West Memphis. We will reinvestigate this case from ground zero through real-time crowdsourcing. Listeners will engage. Misconceptions will be destroyed. Unedited and uncut, you'll hear directly from victims' family members. Forget everything that you think you know about this case. The crime scene, the timeline, everything. We're going back to the beginning. We will debunk junk science. Hear from real experts and new witnesses. Our goal is not to simply tell a story. We intend to unite with our listeners to finally bring justice for Jesse Miss Kelly, Damian Eccles, Jason Baldwin, and most importantly, the forgotten West Memphis 3, Michael Moore, Christopher Byers, and Stevie Branch. Season 5 of Truth and Justice begins on November 5th. Download episode 501 and join in on the investigation.
So I freely admit to confirmation bias on my part by this mini review of this particular show. But whether you're new to Truth and Justice or a seasoned listener, I hope you check out this season. Okay, now here's the second half of this bonus episode dedicated to my beer listeners. A few weeks ago, I had the privilege of visiting Tapestry Brewing and tasting a lot of their beers. So Tapestry is located in Bridgman, Michigan, and they have a real wide range of what they call different tiers of beers. And to me, these tiers are kind of whatever night you want to have, right? So the tier three ones are things like Mr. Orange, which is a Belgian-style wit beer, one called Another One, which is a light amber hybrid. This is according to their website. Coastal Crusher, which is a session, so easy drinking, APA, and a couple other ones on that side too. Then they go up to Tier 2, which is Citronicity and Pex Porter Reactor, some of those middle-of-the-line ones. And Tier 1s are the real strong ones, where you have the Enigma at 9.5%, Northern Trippin', which is another IPA, and Kilting Me Softly, which is a Scotch Ale at 9% too. So that's where the big guys are, and you got to be careful with those from my research there, at least. The only downside I found of visiting Tapestry was all the beers are great, and it's really far away. Good thing is, they do can some of their beers, so the ones I brought home with me were the Reactor, which is a 7.5% IPA, and it's one of a small selection of beers that you can take in a 4-pack. So, of course, I picked up one, brought some home with me. And now, most of you know IPAs are not my go-to style, but I figured, hey, let's diversify some, you know, sake of the show and all. So this IPA is pretty dark in color. It's a little sweet up front, pretty hop forward, heavy on the hops in general. Has a lot of pine in there, a little bit of that grapefruity Cascade hops in the background, and some bitterness at the end. Now, I won't say it's too bitter. It's definitely not undrinkable by any means, and it's really great for an IPA as far as IPAs go. Officially, the can says Cascade, Chinook, and Centennial hops. So I'm not an expert on the hop profiles, but let me give you my educated guess here. Cascade seems to be the more citrus one with kind of the grapefruity to it, and Chinook gives you that pine there, and I think Centennial is the one that gives you the bitterness. Like I said, I'm no expert. This is just based off of looking at the labels and trying beers that I've had in the past. One of the other ones that I mentioned that I also brought home with me was Mr. Orange. So this is a 5.5% wit beer, and it's one of those beers that you can get in a 4-pack to go. And I think there's actually 3 left in my fridge now. So this is a Belgian wit beer, so you get kind of that standard light wit beer profile. You get some orange in there, and actually this can says rose hips and chamomile, so it's kind of a nice touch over the typical kind of cardamom, harsher spices that you get from a lot of wit beers. The last one that I did not bring home with me, but I feel like needs a mention, you can also get in a 4-pack to go, and that one's the Enigma. So this one you got to be careful with because it's a 9.5-er, but it says it's a double IPA, so it's extra hoppy. You have some additional dry hops in there, and on paper, this would not be my go-to, for me at least. But there's actually the addition of brown sugar that oddly balances out that extra hoppiness. It's, well, an enigma. Also, pro tip, don't have this one before trying to record anything at a live event. It is 9.5%, so it'll apparently make you marble mouth. Or so I've heard. And last but certainly not least, I have to give a mention to the Citronicity, which is their 5.5%, and of course it's super heavy on the Citra hops, which I personally love, so this is my go-to beer when I'm not doing the tastings on the flights. The only downside with the Citronicity is it does not come in the 4-pack cans, but hey, it gives me a good excuse to make the long drive out to Bridgman, Michigan in the future. Otherwise, beyond beer, there's a great menu there, or at least there was when I was there. The Brubin was phenomenal, so it's basically a Reuben, but it was their version of it. And as well as the wait staff, bar managers, everybody was phenomenal there from the top down that I met. So definitely highly recommend you stopping by Tapestry Brewery if you're ever in Bridgman, Michigan, and try out some of these great beers. And I think that'll do it for our quick little bonus episode here. I hope it was worth it for you guys. But thank you so much for taking a listen to it and for checking out the trailer for Truth and Justice as well, too. I can't wait to see what these guys come out with. It's a really awesome team there with Bob, Mike, and Shane. So can't wait to see what they come out with in the future. And thanks again, Tapestry, for having a great time when I was there.